You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The pitch to Semien, swung on, and a drive hit to left field. Chases the left fielder back to the wall. It is history. Semien just clears that 19-foot-high wall. He's homered for the second straight day and for the 12th time this year. Make it 5-1, Rangers.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105 Through the Fan. We're live at Whataburger in Frisco, 12465 Eldorado Parkway. If this is easier for you, it's off of Eldorado and Coit. And it's been really cool to see how many people have been here. Also cool to see some people from our Buffalo Wild Wings crew showing up here.
We might call it the Whataburger crew from now on.
Okay, I like it.
I like that.
You know, it makes a lot of sense for Whataburger to have us out every Friday.
I'll go anywhere Whataburger wants me to go.
I bet you will. All right, so I'm going to try to accomplish a couple of things in this segment. We're going to get to AM on the FM in just a minute. But also, Corey has a box of Inception baseball cards, courtesy of RJ Dukes in McKinney. Now, Corey, why did you get this box as opposed to the wrestling box?
You would not let me have the wrestling box because I said, is that the American Nightwear? And you got mad at me and said I couldn't have the wrestling box.
That's a fair way to put it. Alec, would you say another way to put it is because you knew that Corey the Troll would be in overdrive on that box?
Yeah, he would be, and I probably wouldn't be able to identify like a single superstar that he pulled based on the names he would read.
The worst one is when he said Rock Hot Steve Boston, and I almost lost it one night.
Him and the Pebble had a great match.
Okay, shut up. Shut up! I hate you right now. All right, so what we're going to do... While you're opening this, this is from the mind of Corey Majors.
Oh, no.
So you know it's either going to make you mad or be a really great question. After the first half of the season, who can the Rangers not do without?
Okay. All right. All right. Who can the Rangers not do without?
So, and somebody just yelled out Jacob DeGrom, the lone all-star selection for the Rangers. And I get that, and it's hard to disagree with that. I'm going to present a different option, though. But first... We will go to Corey to see if he has good luck.
Dude, home run derby participant, junior camp at Caminero.
He was a finalist.
Yeah, right there. That's one. Ooh, these are thick cards.
Yes.
Jazz Chisholm, he was in it last night, too. He only hit three home runs, I do believe.
Do you think this could be the all home run derby box?
I got a rookie card here, Kevin. It's Jason Dominguez
from
the Yankees.
Oh, that's a good one. Was that numbered?
I also have no, I don't see any numbers on it. Now here's a numbered one. Heston Kjerstad of the Baltimore Orioles, his rookie card had gotten rocking there. Oh, my gosh.
Man, Mike's about to get to this Whataburger and Frisco faster than anything you've ever seen.
Numbered to 299 and autographed, Evan Carter.
Series champion. Did you guys hear that audible yell out of here?
World Series champion Evan Carter right there. None of the other cards matter after this, right? Is that how it works? Wow, that's awesome right there. Kodai Senga from the New York Mets.
Man. Yeah.
And then Ben Brown, rookie card from the Cubs.
Well, see, I was going to say I'm disappointed it wasn't all home run derby, but I guess we really put that to bed.
We hit a home run with this one, that's for sure.
Yeah. Oh, look at that. Look at that. Now, what I would recommend, Corey, is if you get a call from Mike Bassick in the next 25 minutes, just silence it.
Hang it up.
Yeah, because he's going to be like, Corey, what can I do to get that card from you? All right, so
He calls us every day anyway.
That is true. I talked to him on the way to the Whataburger today. So it's interesting because, obviously, Evan Carter, a part of this team that we still hope the Rangers can turn it around. But allow me, if you will, a couple of moments of your time to present my case for one Marcus Semien.
Oh, I like this.
I am going to argue, after the first half of the season, the Rangers cannot do without Marcus Semien. We're gonna split this season up into two different components, when Marcus Semien was really bad and when he's been really good. The line of delineation is June 1st. It is astonishing how well that lines up.
Has he been three really as good yet, or is he just really, really?
I think it's just two.
Just two reallys, okay.
And so that gives you optimism potentially for the future. Yeah, just two. All right, so consider this. First 58 games of the season. 58 games. Marcus Semien had four home runs and 21 RBIs. That is dreadful.
Yeah.
Last 38 games, though, 8 home runs and 28 RBIs. Just to put that in perspective, if you push that out for the entire season, that would have him on pace for 34 home runs and 118 RBIs. Now, okay. I realize because of the poor start, you're not going to get there. But my point is that he has been on a tear. Let's take a further look at this. In the first 58 games of the year, Marcus Semien had four multi-hit games. Yikes. In the last 38, he's had 11 multi-hit games. So there's no doubt he is heated up. In the last 38 games, he has a .301 batting average and a .909 OPS. And you might be like, that sounds great, Kevin. That's one individual player. So let's talk about that part. My contention is that Marcus Semien is the key to this offense. Consider this. First 58 games of the season. You know how many runs the Rangers scored? I know it feels like the answer is four. But the answer is 196.
Okay.
So think about these numbers. First 58 games, 196 runs. Last 38 games, 197 runs. So in 20 fewer games, they have scored one more run. And those games coincide exactly with the offensive takeoff from Marcus Semien. First 58 games, they averaged 3.38 runs per game. That's never going to get you anywhere.
Mm-mm.
Last 38 games, they have averaged 5.18 runs per game. Now, that can get you somewhere. You still hope that it's higher. Thank you to the one person who clapped at that.
I felt like clapping.
Yeah, yeah, we're really... Okay, yeah,
clapping.
That's good. See, that's...
Yes!
That's
yeah!
Nice.
Let's go!
And so...
Sorry.
Man, you know what? You should tell Mike if he's in the area. If he does an impromptu, Mike likes it, then you give him the Evan Carter card.
Yeah,
I bet
come on by right now.
Freaking love that.
Come on by, Mike.
But my point is, when Marcus Semien has taken off, this range...
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Rangers team has scored 1.8 more runs per game. Now, I know you need the bullpen to tighten up, and I have some thoughts about that, that maybe are for today, maybe are for tomorrow. I'm going to make the argument that Marcus Semien is the Ranger you cannot do without.
Kevin, I think you, man, you laid out that plan perfectly. And we've seen it. We've said this for a while now. I think at the beginning of the season, I said the way the Rangers go as the way as Marcus Semien goes.
Yes.
Whenever he was good, his first year here, we won a World Series. Last year, he did not have his best year, and we all were kind of like, oh, what's going on here? During the playoff run, how much easier would have been if he was on fire?
Yeah.
You know, like we were lucky we had Adolis and Corey Seager in that run. Because Marcus was struggling still to try and get that thing rolling. And they were able to get through it, though. But then, you know, World Series game, he hits a home run, and we're all celebrating with him.
Yes.
I think Marcus Semien's dead on, man, because he's like the crank for this team. Can I say that?
I think so, depending on what you say next.
He's a gear.
Depending on what you say now.
He's a gear, but he's the strongest gear. He's the one that it works all the time. You kind of take it for granted a lot of the times, and then you look over and you're like, man, what would we do without it?
Yes.
And so I think that's where I look at Semien. I got Adolis as my guy. And that's because you look at his numbers right now. Kevin, I mean, he had a 1.471 OPS to start the season, but he only had 14 at-bats at that time.
Oh, okay, so was that in March?
Yeah. And right now, so look at this. April, he goes from 558, 770, or 728 in June for his OPS, and then 812 in July so far.
Okay.
He is hitting a 491 slugging, which we talk about 450 is a good slugging percentage. And if you're at 491, if you're at 500, you're excellent area right there. And that's where he is at 490 right now in July. And so you kind of add up all of his numbers. He had 3 home runs in May, 3 home runs in June, 3 home runs already in July. I think he's going to top his home run numbers by the end of this month for sure. And because you look at the RBIs that he had, they go up whenever runners are on, Kevin. Whenever you get some runners on for him.
Lord finally knows we need that with this team.
And he's starting to find his timing. When he hit that high fastball for a home run the other day against Houston, that's Adolis finally catching up with his hands.
Yeah.
And I think that whenever you have that spark, the energy, the excitement that he plays with, it's been lacking in that clubhouse. When you have that available because he's hitting well, you know he's emotional. So he's going to be down when he's not hitting well. But when he is hitting well, this team lights up.
Now, quick question, Alec, before we get to your answer. Which one of these texts do you like better? Because they're both amazing. From the 817, just saw Mike sprint out the front door of the HEB, pushing everybody out of the way.
He's trying to get this car, isn't he?
Or from the 214, here's Corey. My favorite wrestler is Andre the Really Large Dude.
He is large. Or he was. He's no longer with us.
All right, Alec, which one of those texts do you like better? And then...
He was gigantic.
Yes, he is. What is your answer to our Rangers query?
I really like the Mike text, but... We all know HEB is too far out of his way.
Oh,
my God. It's not super believable.
Mike has a smaller driving radius than anybody you've ever met.
And it's actually impressive.
He lives in Dallas. And when we were talking about going to Richardson, he's like, oh, my God, we might as well go to Oklahoma. And I'm like, what? That's not that far away.
Yeah, Mike Math never really mathed very well. But
nope.
I would say Joshua H. Smith is who I would go with, because we've seen him get dinged up a little bit, some of those soft tissue injuries and whatnot. When he's not really exactly feeling like himself, then you're not getting the offensive production that you typically want to see. He's really good defensively as well, very sound player all around. And we've talked about him numerous times this season, just how steadfast he's been for this team. And, you know, it's kind of an indictment on the rest of the team and the rest of the offense, how they've been performing, that you could claim him as the team's MVP outside of pitching. But I do think that if he's not playing at this consistent of a level, or if he's just simply not available, you know, hopefully that he stays healthy down the stretch, then you're not going to get the same offense, which the offense already isn't that good as is. If I'm missing him, I am feeling very, very bad about the playoff chances for this team.
From the 469, they agree with you. They're also going to go Josh Smith. From the 817, Wyatt Langford is a must. You know what? I think we're actually going to talk about Wyatt Langford a little bit more in depth tomorrow, because I have an intriguing question for you guys as we head into the trade deadline. From the 210, it used to be Josh Jung, but he's cursed. Like, that's one of the things. And we talked about it yesterday. It's only been a week, but you really hope that Josh Young can find, you know, his swing and maybe his confidence, I guess, is probably more important than any of that while he's down in the minors.
Yeah, I mean, I think him and Adolis's energy together is important to this team because,
for sure,
again, nobody's out there front and forefront faster than Josh Young. He's what I used to say Elvis was. He's the first one over the rail when you hit your home run. And he's there to celebrate it with you, but whenever he's not playing well, he has that same, like, well, I don't know if I can be a leader because I'm not playing well right now. He wasn't seeing the baseball. I still don't think he's seeing it. And until he gets his timing down, Boach has a decision, and that decision is to not get him up here yet.
Can I ask you guys one more quick baseball question, please?
No.
Okay, Alec.
Yes, you can.
I wanted to see if this bothered you at all. Morning News put a story out about it, and I know that Kip Fagg and the team said all the right things, but you look at the draft that the Rangers just had. Mason McConaughey from Nebraska, Ben Abelt from TCU, both missed most of the 2025 season because of a elbow injury, and then Julius Sanchez from Illinois. He got drafted in the eighth round. He also has had issues, and all three of those guys will start their time with the Rangers in rehab.
Okay.
Does it bother you at all to see those type of players picked up, or do you think, kind of like Mike used to say, it almost feels inevitable that so many of these players will eventually get Tommy John, so maybe you knocked it out early?
I think that is, like, that's a realization you came up with whenever we were on Knights,
yeah.
And you were suggesting everybody at the age of 16 to get their UCLs fixed.
Hey!
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness, like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteclinic.com. That's mensteclinic.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.